Welcome to Boza Moves. I'm Amandla Mukubung, and I have the privilege of having conversations with ordinary young South Africans about how they're making money for themselves. Today's guest is Matebogo Mere from Mahikeng in the Northwest Province. Her story really fascinates me because not only does she run a tuck shop, but she also drives her trolley around her neighborhood selling veggies. She sells her own branded merchandise, and I'm talking t-shirts, caps, leggings, the works. Plus, she's an events MC. So I'm interested in knowing when she gets to do all of this, why, and how she gets to do it all. Ma'am, ubizitle. She will let us in on this shortly. And I feel she lives up to her name, which is MT the Hustle Princess. That's what you're known as,
correct.
Right?
Yes.
Welcome to Boza Moves.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you so much for having me.
Straight into it. Let's get to know you a little bit better. Tell us about yourself. Who is Matebogo Mere?
Matebogo Mere is a young, hardworking, very brave, go-getter young girl from Kimberley. I was born in Kimberley, in the Northern Cape.
Ah.
And then I moved to Mufftown, which is Mafikeng, with my mom because she got a job that side. So yeah, when I finished my matric 2009, I took a gap year, 2010 and 11, and then 2012, I moved to the city, which is in Pretoria, which is in Pretoria.
Oh, okay.
So when I got that side at the college, so I went to Tshwane North College.
Okay.
So everyone at school liked saying, you dress so well. Why are you not a fashion stylist? So, I mean, I'm from a small town. We don't know these things. And I'm like, what's that? They're like, no, you can actually dress people and then they pay you. People always will be shocked to see, like, why are you dressed so well? Are you going somewhere? I'm like, no, I'm just dressed like this.
Yeah.
Do I really look that great? They're like, yeah. So I started styling people and they were paying me.
This was part-time.
Was
it what you were studying at the time?
No, I was studying human resource management.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. So I was doing that part-time, and I was also a model part-time. So I think I got used to doing so many things at once at that time, which was 2012 and 2014, I started working with APSA, started working with Momentum,
sure.
Started working with Skip, the clothing detergent. So we're doing all these clothing initiatives.
Mm.
So that's when I started doing the styling with like brands or big companies. So yeah, from there, from one job to another, and it was just absolutely amazing. Yeah.
I feel like there's so much to take from what you've just told me about yourself.
Right?
Yeah, there's a lot. I'm going to take it back to the gap year.
Okay.
Tell me about the gap year. Why was the decision to take a gap year? Was it deliberate, or was there something happening that led you to having to take a gap year?
Okay. So basically, after my matric 2009, 2010, I actually went to the Northwest University.
Oh, okay.
And then I'd realized that actually for me, I needed to take a gap year to decide actually what's that I wanted to do. I was not studying something that I really, really liked or something that I'm really passionate about. And yeah, I finished that year, and then next year I told my mom, I'm sorry, I'm not going back.
Was she open to this?
I think she had realized because she would ask me for my results, and I'm like, I'll take forever to give her my result until I decided to be honest with her and tell her that, you know what, I don't think I'm doing what I really want to do or something that I'm really passionate about.
Mm.
And then, yeah, she accepted. So the 2010 at the university, 2011, I took a gap year. Spent the whole year emceeing events, working as a motivational speaker because that's what I was doing in high school. And then 2012, my mom allowed me to go stay in the city. So that's when I realized I actually belong in the entertainment industry.
So when you were taking a gap year, did you have a plan around what exactly you'll be busy with? I'll tell you why I'm asking this. So I also have, well, there was a time where I studied architecture. I thought it was something that I wanted to do.
Yeah.
So I dropped out of architecture, but I had a plan.
Yeah.
Before I dropped out, I had a plan that I had to present to my mother and say, this is the plan, and this is how I'm going to pick myself up after the short space of time between, you know, the previous course and the next one. Did you have a plan for the year that you took your gap year?
Honestly, I feel like I would advise everyone, if they're not sure of what they want to study in the university, they should take a gap year because it's very important. So the whole year, because I was emceeing events, I would work as a, like voiceover artist for companies, I would do voiceovers for them. Then I'd realized that I think maybe I needed to study something similar to this. So when I moved to the city, because the pressure of my mom, I was like, no, it's fine. Let me study something corporate for my mom, but at a part time I'll do something when I'm from school. Yeah. So I did the modeling, did the fashion styling, then I realized, yeah, this is actually the path that I need to take. So I was pursuing both. Finished school, then I continue with all the jobs that I was getting in the entertainment industry. And everything was flowing from there because I'd work with Momentum, then work with Absa, then work with Skip, the clothing detergent, with their styling working like in Sandton, and then move from one company to another. Mm. So I realized this is actually where I belong because, I mean, if this company is moving me from one brand to another, that's clearly there's something great that I'm doing. True. So I just need to continue and do great.
So you've always had the drive to make money for yourself.
Yes.
Is this where the name MT the Hustler came from?
Yes, yes. So when I was...
It's the MT... Wait, there's MT the Hustler, the artist, and there's MT the Hustle Princess, which is you.
So actually, I was MT the Hustler. So MT the Hustler, the rapper, made it before me in the entertainment industry. And I mean, I'm still pursuing to get into the entertainment industry. So I said, you know what? Most people know me as MT the Hustler. I'm not going to change it because the MT the Hustler is male. I'm just going to say MT the Hustle Princess.
Makes sense.
I just changed it. Yeah, I was like, no, we can't change this branding because people are going to start thinking I'm rebranding, and rebranding like takes forever. And there's a lot of, you need to put in work to rebrand. So I just decided, you know what, let's just edit the name and move forward.
Sure. Yeah. So then from the gap year, you went back and studied, or did you go looking for a job?
No, I was just working as an event MC and also doing voiceovers for companies back at home.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So I know there's a time that you were working, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
Did you get into formal employment? What happened?
Yes. So 2020, the first lockdown, because artists and, you know, so many companies were going through a lot. So I moved back home, 2020 actually. And then when I moved back home, I prayed to get a job. I said, you know what, God, anything, I can go and work. Mm. So I moved back home end of April, and then the 2nd of April, I got a job as a cleaner personnel at Transnet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So we were supposed to work for like 3 months or 4 months, but the contract kept on extending the contract until for a year. So I worked for a year. Mm. So after 6 months, I managed to save money, and then I opened the Spaza.
Oh, that's so you always had a plan around the hustling part of things. Did not stop while you were working. You were also,
So it's like I was always thinking, okay, so if this contract end, what's going to happen to me? Mm. So I was always talking to my mom. So my mom was like, no, don't worry about me. Just spend the money how you want to spend it. But just try to be very responsible with how you spend the money. Because the Transnet depot is not far from where I stay. So I could walk to work,
eat
at home. So all the salary was for me. Mm. So I decided, okay, it's fine. Let me open a Spaza to, you know, keep myself going just in case if the contract ends. Mm. But luckily we worked for a year. So all the money I could just go and buy stock for this puzzle. So when they told us that the contract is ending today, guys, I was okay. Like, I was just okay. Yeah, I was ready. I was like, okay, no, thank you so much for the opportunity. I have something now to also make money for myself.
You spoke about how you saved money, and a lot of young people that talk about entrepreneurship or starting their side hustles, their worry is usually on finding funding to start.
Yeah.
Were you concerned about that, or were you a saver that just decided, this is the money I have and this is how I'm going to start with the little that I have in my own kind of way? Take me through the starting of the actual business.
All right. So here's the thing about me. I always think, actually, lockdown or COVID-19 has actually made me realize that any business can go through the ups and downs. Mm-hmm. And I think with me, I've always, you know, believed that you need to plan for the future. Mm-hmm. So with me is, I worked and I thought, okay, what do I do with the money? Do I eat the money? What if I lose my job? Mm-hmm. So it's like, you always need to think for the future. So you must respect the value of money.
Mm.
And when you tell yourself, this is what I always tell people, whatever you put your mind into, you can actually do it. So you must stay true to what you think about and your plans.
Mm.
So I can't meet up with my friend today and she's like, no, let's go out for lunch. And I'm like, oh, the 300 rand. I thought I was going to start a clothing brand. Now, I'll tell you straight, I don't have money.
Nice.
Because I know I'm thinking for my future. Mm. I'm saving for that.
Mm.
So I started getting part-time jobs so I can start my businesses.
True.
So the one thing that I've always realized about investors and funders is that they don't want to start the business to fund a business from the ground.
Mm.
They want you to... They
want to find you moving.
You know what I mean? Mm. Yeah.
So you started with the first one, saved a bit of money from the clothing line.
Yes.
And then started the tuck shop from there.
Yes.
Also with the money that you were earning from your full-time job.
Yes.
Is that how it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why so many though?
So the thing with businesses is that you'll never know where your strength is, or actually the straight business that's meant for you is which one. So you just need to keep trying and trying and trying and trying. But I like all my businesses.
They keep you busy.
Yeah,
you
but
enjoy
I like
them.
Clothes more than the spaza.
Is that where your passion lies?
Yeah.
And where are you hoping to take this to?
Hoping to own a clothing store, like a physical clothing store.
Nice.
Because in the Northwest, my clothing line is actually the one that's doing well,
yeah.
If I have to put it in that way. But also in Johannesburg, because I used to stay this side, also have friends that are buying the brand in the Northern Cape. Some of my homies that are staying in Cape Town and Durban, they're also purchasing and using all these courier companies to get the product to them. So I'd wish to own a physical store, honestly.
Sure, MT. Yo, there's so much that I'm picking up from this conversation. I feel I've learned a lot, and I believe that, you know, anyone listening to this conversation is also taking out key pointers that you've put across for us. I've learned about the beauty in, you know, tapping into different spaces, but also the beauty in being mindful of what it is that I'm good at while I'm trying all these things out, and creating an opportunity to possibly make another stream of income for myself while I'm at it. So don't stop. Keep trying, you know, put
Absolutely.
Yourself out. Take yourself very seriously as well. I feel that's a valuable thing that you brought to the table today, just to be part of this conversation. So there's so much that I'm picking up from you. And I feel in closing, we could look into whether you've got tips for, you know, someone who's listening and isn't sure whether making money for themselves is something that they should try out.
Yeah. So usually I'll tell people that most people are sitting at home because of pride. So the thing about me is I wouldn't say I don't have pride. I do, but you must know the right time to behave in a certain manner. So for me, you know, I sell vegetables in the streets.
Mm.
I know that that's beneficial for my clothing brand. It still needs to be funded. It still needs, you know, more of time, more of money to be injected in the business for it to grow.
Mm.
So the business, I mean, for the business to grow, you need to instill so many things like, you know, money and all of that. So my business as a street vendor, what I like about it is that there's always money that's coming in every day. I mean, we now it's, you know, you cook, you need vegetables.
Mm.
You know what I mean? So you'd get one customer coming back after 2 days.
Mm.
That's what I like about selling vegetables. And I mean, I have the spaza, I have the clothing brand. So the thing about businesses, why I would have so many businesses, that my spaza is actually 2 minutes away from town. So it's not making a lot of money.
Mm.
But the 2 cents, the 3 cents, it matters to me because
True.
I still take the profits from selling vegetables and the profits from the spaza, combine it and fund the clothing brand. Because in all of these businesses that I'm doing, the clothing brand is the one that's doing well.
Mm.
So it's like a baby. You need to feed it every single day.
Mm.
So yeah. So when you're at home, just tell yourself you want to do something, work on it, plan it. The one thing that I like is a checklist. You must always have a checklist and tell yourself, set a deadline. You can't just plan something and not have a deadline. It means you're not serious about it.
Mm.
So yeah. So I think, yeah, just plan your things. Write it down.
Mm.
Don't plan things in your head because you can always postpone.
Mm.
Yeah. Don't plan things in your head because you can always postpone. So just sit down, write things down. Sure. It works. Definitely works.
Sure. Thank you. The perfect way to wrap up the conversation. And I hope from everything that you've shared with us, we will also be able to take the lessons in and improve on what we want to do next. Thank you so much for honoring the invitation. It was lovely hanging out with you.
Thank you so much for having me.
Awesome.
You've been listening to another production from Solid Gold Podcasts.